Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is Monday. You know what I mean? It is Hot After Dust Day. That's when we talk about hot mess, hot news, and play hot music. That's what we do. All right, so hey, we got a lot of stuff on our plate for today. First off, I want to definitely thank everyone that always checks into the show. Last week, we had a lot of great interviews. Last week, we had a very great one, my boy Ramon Chaos. That was one of the highest interviews of the week. Then we had my boy Raheem Sade, he came through. I'm with Shaddai. I was listening. He cursed me like two times. That's Shaddai. And he was actually a very good guest too. I like having him on here too. Both of those artists, definitely. The music is hot and, you know, it has great content in the music at that. That's something you miss a lot of the great content. I love party records, but sometimes I like to think too. So, big ups to them for the music they put out. Now, as far as what's going on for this week, we got some more big shows. Tomorrow's show, we got model Yummy. She's going to be on the show, model/mogul, excuse me. And she's actually one of the newest models in Best of Our Model Group. If you check on this week's newsletter on the spot, you actually see she's a feature part of the week. Check her out. She's doing a lot of big things. And heck, she's been in a lot of magazines on court, including some of our friends like the Wave X magazine. So she's doing making a lot of big moves, G-Girls, whatever. And so just definitely check her out, see what she's all about. And, hey, you'll see why. Heck, it's definitely a pleasure to have her on the team. All right, we got some other big news we chopped up, too. And, of course, you know, our gossip from MediaTechGuy.com will be chopping that up too. So, got a lot of stuff for y'all today on that. I'm going to go ahead and go to the first track. We're going to throw it back. This is our boy Mad Cobra's Flex. Let's go.
Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out.
tell the girl, girl, please come. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet girl, the way. Out of patience. Love it she gets, that will be sufficient. I rather wait till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Only to touch her, me no one up no more. Girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweat. Girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweat. Before she reach, I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she reach. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in a. Feel like a surgeon, prepare the surgery. But I hope the little girl not charge me for perjury. Action with the injection. Work it, work it. Girl, I got into plan, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweat, girl. From the surgery, know me ready. Ain't no wasting no time. Reach your climax, girl, anytime. Know me ready. Receive what me ever gave. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Tag a nickel from start to finish. Good flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweat. She have the road wire, bet me life. She not go late again. When she remember what we around when bet me life. She'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Bet me life. I can count on that. Surgeon, I pass life. It like a fresh shot, girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, please. Sufficient, I'd rather wait till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me, Alice. Just to hear she knock on the door. Just to touch her, me no want up no more. Girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweet. Girl, please.
All right, we're back in the building. That was a boy. Mad Cobra, that was Slick. Thunder, Ziggs, and back in the building. And we got some, we're going to go to the first bundle of news. And y'all know as much as, man, this would be crazy if he came to Dallas because I would be driven nuts. I don't know how I'd be able to do this every day of not liking him. But anyways, here we go. This is very, very big news. Kobe Bryant is set to go on a date with bam, Kim Kardashian. Now, I'm really trying to figure this one out. So, Lamar Odom is getting ready to come to Dallas. No, he's very, no, of course, you know, he's known for playing for the Lakers. And, of course, you know, his little boo thing, you know, Khloe Kardashian, who is his sister, is what we're talking about now. It's just ironic how Khloe Bryant's going to go on a date with Kim. I mean, what, so they're trying to find a way to have a lead in Dallas in it? I mean, really, it's freaking annoying me. Anyway, so let's go on to more to the story. Oh, apparently, according to a member of the Lakers team, they were told that Kobe and Lamar talked openly last season about Kobe's marital problems, and that Lamar offered to hook Kobe up with his wife, Khloe's sister, if Kobe and his wife Vanessa ever split up. Well, now that Kobe and Vanessa are officially divorced and they are told that Kobe has agreed to go on a date with Kim. And the insider also quotes, Kobe has always had a crush on Kim, but he knew that if they ever dated, she'd go right to the press. Now that he's weakly separated, he doesn't really give a damn. So, I'm really done with this. I mean, for real, like, how many balls has Kim Kardashian ran through, or have run through her, excuse me? It's driving me nuts. Reggie Bush, hey, you know, there was rumors last week about her talking, I mean, he's not a ball player, but there was rumors last week about her talking to Ray J, doing that sex with Ray J. She was at some point talking, she was rumored to be talking to Ralph Austin. Michael Smith, you have way better taste than that. And now, this, I mean, this crap, mean then, of course, you know, her hubby, who wasn't a hubby for very long, Chris Humphries, now this crap is going on. I'm really done with her, man. Like, y'all, every time y'all try to tell me, oh, don't be so hard on her. Like, every time I try to do right and be nice, she does something else to me and not appreciate it. And then, you know, everybody's like tripping over Todd Perry because of her in the movie. I mean, I kind of weren't in the movie either, but y'all doing too much. I'm like, y'all even want to watch this movie some more? Like, come on, y'all doing too much. Anyways, the whole point is, I'm saying is, Kim Kardashian, I mean, what the hell? I'm really dumb at it. Kobe, have we not learned from the incident in the hotel? So I got to say, I ain't going to get deep into that. But we all know, if you all follow news, in past news, of course, you know what we're talking about. All right, we're going to go to the next big story that's going down, apparently. Oh, man. Hey, I'm talking about Thirsty News, of course, on Twitter. It's always a big joke that goes on and on and on. But apparently, you know, of course, there's always thirsty chicks, too, as I always say. So the sword cuts two different ways, everybody. That's all I got to say. Well, apparently, Sydney from Bad Girls Club is now taking X-rated bathroom pictures with quote-unquote no-name rappers, as they want to say. All right, so you see the pictures of her. She's taking pictures with, one of the artists she's taking the pictures, bathroom pictures with is by the name of 10 Million. Okay, you know, and for me being a person that I support independent artists, I just don't understand what's going on with this. I guess y'all get y'all fame how you get it, but let's just do it right, y'all. Let's not have to resort to stupidity. But look at this picture. It looks corny. Like, this is, I've seen better bathroom pictures for chicks who aren't in the heavy press or anything like that. I mean, this is horrible. I'm done. I'm about to be done already, y'all. I'm so done today. All right, buddy, go to the next story. Oh, man. Yeah. And today, I haven't seen nothing good news yet. Everything's been hot mess. All right, next big story. Jakim Noah has apparently been photoed getting drunk with a topless. Da-da-da. Tranny. All right, so, oh, man, here we go. I'm done. Oh, man, this is crazy. Okay, wow. So apparently, no, they're making fun. They're tripping off of his alternative lifestyle, and there's a tranny who's on Black Gay Chat who sent a picture of the two of them together. Yeah. And, yeah, he's pretty much just by her chilling. We're not sure what the hell is going on. All we know is she's pretty much butt-ass naked. And the only thing she's got is some little pasties on his, her, dimples, whatever. I don't know what to do. I got to go to the music break before I go into any more of this stuff that's going to make me vomit anymore. All right, so here we go. This is the next track. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And go for it.
Yeah. Old school D.I. Warwick eyebrows, the nose,
And the look, it's crazy. I'm starting to see they're talking about it. I was like, okay, what the hell is going on? I didn't even look at the picture yet, and I looked at the picture, I was through. Because I totally agree with them. I'm looking at it now. It's just like, dang, if Dionne Warwick had dreads and was a guy, that would be Waka Waka. Wow. All right. Here goes next thing in news. Okay, so, of course, y'all know 50 Cent is known for talking to plenty of people we call cougars, right? Of course, you know, he had that crush on Chelsea Lately, on Chelsea Handler from Chelsea Lately Show. He talked to Vivica Fox. He talked to Gail. Now it's like that. He's going even further this time. He said, you know what? That wasn't good enough. Let's take it to the next spectrum. Now, guess who he's talking to now, who he was spotted with at the VH1 Divas special last night? Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. What the hell? He's talking to Chaka Khan? I was sitting here like, you said, what are you doing, man? I mean, everybody be talking about, we were talking about how we would get Pam Grier. The business, but dang, really? Wow, I didn't see that coming. I really didn't see it coming. 50 Cent, man, more power to you. You are doing too much to me. I cannot keep up with you. Well, everything you got going on. Way too much for me, my brother. All right, let's see how we get on me. Let's go ahead and talk about everything else coming for the week. If you're in the Dallas Fort area, I'll make sure you come out to Blue Moon this Thursday. It's the Holiday Heels edition that we encourage ladies to please wear your heels. Please wear sexy pair of heels. And ladies in heels getting free to midnight. There's drink specials all night, dollar drinks at 11. So it's only $5 till midnight. Ladies be only $5 all night. So, being the building, your boy DJ Peacock and yours truly, Sadie J, will be in the mix, as well as Major League Swag Team will be holding down, getting everybody live all dang night. So that's how we do it, man. And shout out to Tag Team Promo Team, the ladies will be in the building as well. So you gotta definitely check it out. Got a lot of big things going on. Shout out to my girl, Shanita Washington. It actually be her birthday. Big ups to her. So she'll be telling how to celebrate with us. We appreciate it, and hey, hope you have a good time. And that's at Blue Moon, 2305 South Highway 121 Business in Louisville, Texas. That's what's going down. All right, and as far as everything else, check out the Death Spot. We've done a lot of new things. Of course, with the new holiday edition of the site, we've even changed around. The new Life of the Death player on there, you can find it. Over in the top left corner, you click the little tab, which is Life at the Dust. It's right next to the thing that says Add in the jukebox. So that is very handy now. You know, so you can get right to, and it's right to the top of the page. You can go all the way around it to find it right there in your face. So there we go. All right. As we get ready rolling out, once again, send a shout out to everyone that listens to the show. And also tell you about the feature spot. Feature spot person this week is my boy Twag. Promotions are yet again. They are doing too much for y'all guys. Too much for y'all. Y'all can't handle it. Can't handle what's going on over there. These guys, they're on it every day on the site. Like they posting something. I mean, they really make you guys. Utilize the site to its fullest advantage. And to all the artists and models they support and they put out there, y'all definitely should pat them on the back, because these people aren't just utilizing just the normal everyday, which is using MySpace and Facebook. They're utilizing every resource to its fullest advantage. So big ups to them for allowing us to be one of those vessels for them to use. Also, feature model again, who will be on the show tomorrow. That's at Yummy1986. Check her out on Twitter. That should be on here tomorrow. chopping it up. And then shout out to Sexy Father of the Week, my girl Ipon Hearts. Big ups to her. She's quite funny. You get a lot of funniness out of her on Twitter. Definitely gotta check her out. All right, so make sure that y'all like the Dust Spot. That's at facebook.com/thedustkspot. Join the Dust Spot at dustkspot.com. And follow me on Twitter at FettyJDusk, that's CEVVYJDUSK. All right, we are going out. And in the words of Chris Brown, deuces, but you know how we do it for going out. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, for there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life at the Dust Lodge. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a motherfucker.